This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's time now for Around Montgomery County. I'm your host, Tobin Ott. My guest this week for Around Montgomery County is Lynn Burkett from Lincolnland Community College. Lynn, welcome. My friend, how are you today?
Very well. Thank you very much for having me.
And we are here to, obviously, Lincolnland and the radio station, we've had a good rapport so far. Our conversation here is kind of an extension of more what Lincolnland has to offer in regards to not just classes and that. Let's talk a little bit GED programs and that. Tell us a little bit about what's going on here.
Sure. Well, my role at Lincolnland is as the Director of Adult Education and Literacy, and so we are certainly a part of the college, but as you said, kind of an extension, kind of a gateway for a target population of students to enter the college, maybe in not the traditional manner of being a high school graduate going straight into academic coursework. And so one of the things that we offer is GED preparation, and we offer that in both Hillsborough and Litchfield. And we offer them at the campuses, the campus there in Litchfield, and then we're located at the Farm Bureau building in Hillsborough. So it's very convenient for our local students who are at least age 17 and who have dropped out of high school, who need some preparation before they're ready to go take the GED exam.
Tell us a little bit about the course and the testing process to get an individual prepared for the GED exam.
Well, we're a grant-based program, so there is no cost to the student. So that's one of the first things that people always ask us is how much will it cost, and there is no cost for the preparation courses. Now, there is a cost for the GED exam, and in our state, that's given by the regional offices of education. So we would prepare the student for the test, and then they would go to our local ROE to sign up and take the test, and there's a fee for that, which we can get into in a little bit. But our program is the preparation, and it is at no cost to the student. A student just simply, again, has to be at least 17 and has dropped out of high school. But I will tell you that the average age of our student is probably about 23 or 24. We do tend to have a little bit older student who kind of maybe it takes a few years for them to realize that this is going to be something important that they need to do and take care of. Students can enter throughout the semester. They go through a registration and a testing process. They do that with Jenny Baker. Many of our students are familiar with Jenny, and she's our local coordinator down here. And once they've taken those placement tests and gone through our orientation process, then we begin working with them in a classroom setting. They're going to study the five parts of the test, which are math, reading, writing, social studies, and science. It is a very comprehensive and can be very difficult test for some students. And so one of the kind of misnomers is that someone can start a GED prep class and be ready to take the test in a month. And I think that's one of the things that we kind of really want to get out there is that for some students, that may be a possibility. You know, their academic level really may be high enough that they just need a little review. But for most of our students, they're going to come in and need quite a bit of time to get to the level of this high school equivalency test. And so they may spend 6 months to a year with us before they're ready to take the test.
And of course, we were kind of talking off air with the start of the new year. Major changes are coming to the GED testing. Tell us a little bit about the changes and how dramatic or drastic these changes are.
Sure. We have 1 year left, and we have the year of 2013 left for students to get in under the current test. And that test has been in place since about 2002. About every 10 years, they do change the test to align with the Common Core standards of the high schools at that time. So there have been major changes in Common Core in our state, and so the GED exam is having to rise to those levels, which it should. What that's going to mean, though, in January of 2014 is a new test. It will also be computer-based. Not online. They will still have to go to the Regional Office of Education to take it, but it will be not paper and pen. It will be computer-based. So not only are they going to have computer skills, but the skill levels in those five areas I discussed, you know, are all going to be raised as well. Here at Lincolnland, we are poised for that change. We are spending 2013 preparing students for that higher level of test. The new test is going to be both career and college-ready focused as well as the high school equivalency, so there will be much more focus on transitioning and going to that next level, not just passing your GED, which we completely support and agree with. And so, but that does mean that, in the year 2012 or 13, you need to finish up the current test if you've already started it. Many students take the test the first time. It's a long day. It's many tests, and they don't pass it all.
Right.
They may pass all but three parts or all but two parts. They need to get in 2013 to finish those two sections, because on January 2014, any test scores they had prior to that will be null and void, and they'll have to start all over.
Anyone seeking information to be a part of this program, what's the best way of doing that? Do they call you guys at Lincoln Land, or what's the best way of going about with this?
Yes, our main office is in Springfield, and even though our local students will meet with Jenny locally and do everything local, they won't have to go to Springfield. The one thing we do ask them to do is call our central office to find out when the registration dates are. We just keep that all in one place. And so I'll give you the 800 number. It's 1-800-666-8325, and that, again, is the Adult Education Office in Springfield. If they didn't catch that, they can always just call Lincoln Land and ask for adult education, and they'll put us through. But again, I do want to stress that for our local students, everything that they'll have to do for this will be local.
Now, Lynn, the changes that they're implementing starting in January, is in your mind, and I'm just asking this here, is it I guess favorable? Is it a favorable change, or is this too dramatic of a change that it probably will not work?
I think it's favorable. You know, one of the things that we constantly stress at Lincoln Land is that the GED in and of itself is just not enough. It's the same as having just a high school diploma. You're not going to be able to have a family-sustaining income on just a high school diploma or a GED. You need the next step. Now, that may not be academic coursework at the college. It could be, you know, vocational coursework. You could go to trade school somewhere. But you're still going to need skills in order to succeed in those areas. You're going to have a certain level of math skills and reading skills and writing skills. And so our program really focuses on improving those for the student, which will help them pass the GED test, but more so will help them for that next step. The current test, however, even though that's always been our focus at Lincoln Land, the test that people are taking has just been that. It's just high school equivalency, that's the test, that's the end. And the new test, again, does have this second layer of career and college readiness on it. And we, you know, again, fully support that. It will, however, be more difficult. And unfortunately, because it's moving to computer-based testing, it's also going to be more expensive. That's the area that I think is going to be the bigger issue than the content of the test.
Lynn Burkett is our guest, and Lynn, it's always a pleasure talking with you. And of course, anyone seeking, you gave the 1-800 number about the program. When's the next session going to start for individuals wanting to be a part of this, the GED program, to at least get the ball rolling?
Right. Yeah, we're about to finish our semester now. Classes are ending next week, and so classes will begin again in January, the week of, I believe it's the 14th. And so, again, if they're interested in starting in the spring, they can call now, you know, and we'll go ahead and let them know when the registration dates are or when they should call back.
Okay. And as we come to a close, give us the 1-800 number again, and so that way individuals seeking more information have a number that they can call.
1-800-666-8325.
All right. Lynn, it's always a pleasure, my friend. Thank you so much for your time, and I look forward to our chats in the future. Thank you again. And this concludes this weekend's edition of Around Montgomery County, where my guest was Lynn Burkett from Lincoln Land Community College. For Around Montgomery County, I'm Tobin Ott.